like to welcome you all here this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To start off with, I'd like to read a scripture from the book of Alma, chapter 14. And what's transpiring at this time in the scripture is Ammon is coming back and he's relating his testimony of his time amongst the Lamanites. And this is what he has to say. But Ammon said to him, "I do not boast in my own strength or in my own wisdom, but behold, my joy is full. My heart is brimming with joy, and I will rejoice in my God. I know that I am nothing. As to my strength, I am weak. Therefore, I will not boast in myself, but I will boast in my God. For in his strength, I can do all things. Behold, many mighty miracles we have wrought in the land, for which we will praise his name forever. Behold, how many thousands of our brethren has he loosed from the pains of hell, and they are brought to sing redeeming love. And this because of the power of his word, which is in us. Therefore, have we not great reason to rejoice? We have reason to praise him forever, for he is the Most High God and has loosed our brethren from the chains of hell." Let's go ahead and we will stand and sing hymn number 312. And then after which Clarence will bring us our invocation. 312.
So, Father, as we have gathered this hour into thy sanctuary to praise your name, to know that you have all power and all wisdom and all knowledge, and that we are subject unto thee in repentance, that you might have mercy upon our souls. And so the service that this morning will be to set aside men that will go out and apostolize thy word, and to bring the enlightenment to souls that maybe are in darkness. So, Father, just pray that your Spirit might rest upon this occasion, and that your Holy Spirit might be there to give us the words and the thoughts that would bring joy into your heart and bring joy to us. It's my prayer in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Just say a few words this morning because I don't want to take up too much time and encroach on Benjamin's time in the 10 o'clock hour. But this morning I read a little bit about what Ammon had to say about when he got back from his mission trip. And we think about what transpired on the mission trip that him and his brothers went on to the Lamanites. You know, it wasn't always rosy, and there were a lot of things that transpired in that trip that probably did not go according to their plan. But they could see the hand of the Lord working in all of the aspects of their trip. Even though things didn't go as planned, you know, God had another plan. And because of that, thousands of people were brought to repentance, which is an incredible story. It's one of my favorite in the scriptures. And, you know, when people go out in the mission field, or when we're, you know, doing our own missionary work in our backyards, a lot of times it doesn't necessarily go as planned. But God does have his hand in that. And there's usually a reason why it doesn't go as planned. Because he has other ideas. And because he has, you know, he can see the bigger picture. And sometimes, most of the time, we can't see the big picture for ourselves. And so I want us to remember that, not just those that are going out, but all of us, that if things aren't necessarily going the way that we think that they should, there's a reason and God has a plan. And usually it's to bring more ministry to those around us. At this time, I'm going to give each of the brethren just a couple minutes opportunity to share a little bit about what they'll be doing, where they'll be going, and those types of things. So we'll start with Gary, and then we'll just go down the line. So.
May the Lord bless you. It's a joy to be with you and to share in the glorious work together, because we do share in that together. That's the first thing I think I know each of us want to share, is that we aren't going alone. We are going accompanied by another elder, and we're also going accompanied by the Lord Jesus Christ in the prayers of you and the other saints. The particular trip that I will be involved in, I'll be going with 70 Elias Martinez from Matamoros, Mexico. We'll be going to first Peru and then later to Brazil. The work in Peru and Brazil have both been established for 4 or 5 years, but they have not grown. They have not had visiting ministers to stay with them and to encourage them, and they've each made some contacts. And in Peru, the church has expanded to about 8 members. That's all. So our goal is twofold. We are going to be visiting one individual whose name is Luis David. He's a young man who works on motors of ships. He lives in Lima, Peru, and he had made contact with us. We'll be going a chance to visit with him and some of his friends that have either been in the Mormon church or know of it and are interested and have questions. We'll be visiting them. They'll be going into the mountains of Peru trying to visit some of our members to see if they're still with us or with the Lord. What can we do to encourage them in their work? We'll spend about a week or so in Peru visiting those individuals. Then we'll fly over to Brazil and work with our brother Lucinaldo. We're going to be working on getting materials into Portuguese and visiting his friends so that the work in Brazil can begin to grow. There, our good friends, our cousins from Utah, have about 1 million members there. And we thought they'd like to know a little more of a gospel story. So we're going to work on getting some of those materials available so that they can reach out to their cousins. So if you're part of my English. Anyway, it's a joy because we know the Lord has started that work, and it's exciting to see them respond, and a chance to minister. We'll be there about 10 days working with materials in Portuguese and visiting us and all those friends. So that's our goals for the trips between Brazil and Peru.
Mike and I are heading out to the country of Chile, and we're going to be going and staying with some brothers that were recently made down there when Nathan and Gary were able to go in the spring. And some of our goals for this are to be able to expand the work in their different areas. The men that are ministers down there right now are living in different areas but trying to meet together, and they would like the work to grow up in their own areas, so that they can be able to expand it and really show the love of Christ to their communities. Our plan is to, which Nathan said the plans don't always work out, is to establish some new contacts there with the gospel, some maybe through teaching some English classes or things like that. But honestly, I really feel like the Lord has a plan for this, and I'm not sure what it is. But when we go, we'll just put our trust in Him. I do want to share a testimony. It's been interesting coming up to this time because of the Spanish. this will be Mike and I's first mission outside of the English language. And it was a little difficult at first, and there was a lot of fear. And the Lord has really, really helped us to realize it's a trust in Him. And in certain aspects of our lives, we've already been very, very trusting in Him. And so it didn't make sense not to trust in Him for this. And we had that pointed out to us by several people. but I just want to share one testimony. Mike and I, since we were ordained to the office of elder, the first day we were ordained, we had to do an administration. And I think we might have had to do two. And since then, we've had to do that several times. And our testimony has been that when we put our trust in the Lord, obviously we have no power in us to heal anybody. And so it's a huge amount of trust when people ask us to come before the Lord for that blessing. And every single time we've been blessed by the Holy Spirit with some words to say, either a healing that happens immediately, or the Lord leads us to some comfort that helps them understand that He's going to use that sickness or trial for a certain purpose or something like that. And you know, trusting in the Lord for that, I really believe that He can lead us through anything that He needs to. So estoy listo para salir. I'm ready to go.
I'm not really sure what I can add to what Jonah said, except that his Spanish is slightly better than mine, and I was a little bit, I think, probably more anxious about this trip. And we were at the 70s reunion, and I've been sharing, and Jonah and I have been sharing with my cousin over the last couple of years the gospel, and I mean, we've been sharing testimony after testimony, every opportunity. That's what we do. And at 70s reunion, I got to spend a lot of time with Thoric, and after one of our classes, we had the opportunity to go pick up his wife at my mom's class, my mom's Word of Wisdom's class, and we went up there, and she finished off her class, and then she started hobbling around the room getting all her stuff picked up, and I was like, "What's going on?" And she wasn't putting any weight on one of her ankles, and she we asked her what was wrong. Thoric is about 4 or 5 months away from being a nurse, and he's like, "Well, you definitely need to get an ACE bandage." And turns out she had one on there and stuff. And Roger Resch said, "Have you had that? Have you been administered to?" And she said, "No, I'm fine." You know, she's a little stubborn that way. And she went on, you know, getting all her stuff gathered up and things like that. And he's like, "No, you really need to be administered to." And so eventually she gave in, and Roger said a prayer for her, and then my dad and I laid hands on her, and my dad said the initial prayer, and I gave the confirmation, and as I was giving the confirmation, the Lord started giving me words to say, and all of a sudden, the words came, "Arise, walk,"
And just for a fraction of a second, I was like, wait a second. What if that doesn't happen? And I just said that. And he just reassured me, and I said it. And my mom stood up and walked, and there was no swelling, no pain. And in that very instant, and that was a great testimony within itself, and she sat, knelt down right there and just said thank you to the Lord. And as we were walking to, dinner, I was talking to Thoruk about Chile, or Chile, and how I was nervous, and I was, you know, really scared that I wasn't going to be able to, you know, convey the message of the gospel effectively. And he just stops in his tracks and he says, wait a second, Micah. You've spent the last 2 years sharing testimonies about how the Lord is so great. And when you put yourself out on a limb, he always comes through for you. He's like, your mom was just healed and I was standing right there. Do you not think that he can fill in the holes? Do you not think that he cares for those people enough to make this ministry his and not yours? And I was like, from that moment I've had complete peace. I've been practicing like crazy, but I've had complete peace that he is in control and that he will fill in my extreme amount of weaknesses and that he will do the work that he wants to do.
At this time, we'll have the setting apart. I'll just go ahead and read who's going to be set apart and by whom, and then we can go ahead and proceed with that. Elder Jonah Bates will be set apart by 70 Gary Metzger and Elder David Bates. And then Elder Micah Bates will be set apart by Elder Dan Shear and myself. And then 70 Gary Metzger will be set apart by 70 George Mefford and myself as well. So if we can go ahead, we'll go ahead and take our seats.
Brother Jonah, in the holy and sacred name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your Father and I, elders in the Lord's church, place our hands upon your head that you might know from on high that this day he has sent you forth and that he will empower you and give you words. It is for the gathering of the sheep of his church that he sends you, that his face might be seen upon you by those who would walk. And we ask, O Holy Father, that as he ministers to these people that you are sending him and his brother to, that you will fill his heart with your love, that you protect him with your angels, that you allow him, O Father, to sow the seeds of truth and that will penetrate into the hearts of people. We know, Father, that the adversary will be alive and working. So we ask, O Father, that they would be alert, that they would be sensitive, and that by thy cloak of righteousness that you would cover them, that you would protect them, Father, from the evil, protect them from sickness, that you would grant them strength of body, vigor of soul. Help them, Father, they would be trumpets unto Israel. And I pray, O Lord, that as he humbles himself before you each morning, that you would fill him with your words. That you take away the fears of the language, because it is your law, and it is your word, and it is your love that you will give in his heart for his people. We pray, O Lord, that he will minister in union with his brother, and that you'll use them as you have always used them, as you use those in the scripture that walked out two by two. May they go forth in your hands, protected by your spirit. And we ask, O Lord, that this be sealed and written in courts of glory. Thank you, Father, for calling him forth and setting him apart this day to serve you in Jesus' name, that the honor and the glory would be yours, that the work would be begun, and that the brethren that are there would know the power of your Holy Spirit, that after they leave, that they would go forth without fear because they have seen you go in their lives. And we seal this blessing on the head of our brother Jonah.
Dear Heavenly Father, I too add my prayer to that of my brothers, that you would bless Jonah, bless him to remember those things that you have given unto him, that the power of your Spirit would be with him you will bless that authority that you've granted unto him as an elder of your church to minister unto those who are in need. Their lives may be filled with the power that brings them righteousness and peace and joy. I pray, Father, that you would bless him to be able to speak those words in whatever form and language that you desire, that it will be heard by those ears that receive. I pray a special blessing, Father, upon him, that he would remember those who have gone before him and administer to all those things that you have desired to give to your people in this earth. And especially that he would remember your love and impart that love unto others through his preaching of repentance and the kingdom of God. And again, we thank you for him and ask that you would bless him and keep him and enfold him in your arms of love. I pray for success, Father, for the sake of your kingdom. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our almighty and eternal Heavenly Father, it is with joy that we have this opportunity to come before thy throne of grace at this time. Even this special service of sending forth of these, our brothers. And Father, we send them forth in the center place of Zion into the outreaches of thy creation. And in particular, Micah to the land of Chile. Father, we've been reminded of Ammon and his brethren as they went amongst the Lamanites. The challenges that they faced, and even the afflictions that some of them faced and the patience that they endured in those afflictions. And I would pray that you would be with Micah and Jonah as they suffer the afflictions that they might encounter, that they would do it in patience and joy, and knowing that you are working a great work in their lives and touching many people that are hungering and thirsting for the gospel. Father, I pray that you would bless Micah as he uses those gifts and talents that you blessed him with. We know that he is not ashamed to proclaim thy name to those he comes in contact with and to bear his testimony of a living God and the plan of salvation that's been laid out from the beginning of creation. So bless and magnify the mantle of priesthood that has been placed upon him. I would pray that you would comfort his family also, even as Mosiah was comforted in knowing that when his sons were traveling amongst the Lamanites, they would be protected. May his family have that reassurance in knowing that you will be with them as they travel. They'll be facing challenges, whether it be adjusting to a new environment and the challenge of language. And I would pray that you would give them those gifts to meet those challenges. Even the gift of understanding tongues and languages that may be foreign to them, that truly your work might go forward, and that those people and those they come in contact with would be blessed. Give them insight and discernment as to what they should do, those areas they should go, and the people they need to contact. And may a hedge be placed up around them, that the powers of the adversary would have no control or influence over them and those people they come in contact with. So, Father, again, we rejoice and pray a Father's blessing upon Micah as he goes forth from this place. In Jesus' name, amen.
Almighty God, our Father who art in heaven, my brother and I lay our hands upon the head of our good brother, Gary Metzger, to place upon him, Father, a special blessing that can only come from you. And Father, I include my brother, Elias Martinez, who will be traveling with him. May he sense also that we are praying for him, and may this same spirit rest upon him. Father, we know our brother has for many years gone forth and brought ministry wherever you wanted him to go, even in areas that were unknown to him. And we know, Father, that even at this time there will be places that he will be traveling that the language will be quite unfamiliar to him. But we know, Father, by the power of your Spirit, by discernment and your love, communication will take place. It is my prayer, Father, that wherever he goes, the love that he carries from you will be conveyed to those that he tries to bring ministry to. Father, we know that there will be trials. We know that he has had confrontations as he travels from one country to another. And we know some of our brothers who have already gone through some of that. But Father, we pray that his faith will be unwavering, and that through all of this, there will be always something positive would transpire from it. Father, you know who is searching for truth. He does not always know that, but we know that as he seeks your spirit through the spirit of discernment and the spirit that touches the lives of those who are seeking, that truly they will find this restored gospel. Father, we thank you for this great marvelous work that has truly come forth. We know that you've called us forth to go into all the world and preach the gospel before the end comes, and our brother is trying to do that. So will you open doors? Will you protect him as he travels in the air and on the land? Protect him against those who are enemies to your work, and that your good spirit will bless he and Elias. And Father, as they leave, I pray a special blessing upon Elias's wife, Amila, and upon Gary's wife, Tita, that they will be protected and guided, and that their faith will be such that they know that you are with their companions. So Father, may the work go forward. May this be a testimony that this restored work is alive and well, and it is going into all the world. Father, we wondered how it can go into all the world, and through your modern electronic equipment of Facebook and all the other methods that have been provided for these people in various countries to make contact is a miracle in itself. So, Father, we thank you for this opportunity to serve. We pray a special rich blessing upon our brother Gary and upon our brother Elias and their companions. Father, we seek to serve you here. Pray that your good spirit will continue to abide with us, that truly those who are seeking shall find, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
This time we'll go ahead and we'll sing a cappella, just the chorus to "I Pledge Allegiance to the Lamb."
See?
Let's go ahead and we'll stand and we'll sing hymn number 317. And then after this, we'll have the closing prayer by Brother Josiah Bates. So 317.
This day, and I thank you for all the wonderful blessings that are present in our lives, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity that we've had this morning to come together and worship you. I pray that you bless these three men as they've been set apart, Lord, and your spirit would go with them from this place in your light, that as they share with those, that they would know your love, and that these, my brethren, would lift them up to you in love and understanding. That they would not have any fear, that they would not be ashamed in any place of you, Lord, that they might be your servants, and that they might build your kingdom. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.